Page 67. Chocolate. The first recorded evidence of chocolates as a food product goes back to pre-Columbian Mexico. The Mayans and Aztecs were known to make a drink called chocoatl from the beans of the cocoa tree. In 1628, the conquering Spaniards returned to Spain with chocolate still consumed as a beverage. A similar chocolate drink was bought to a royal wedding in France in 1615, and England welcomed chocolate in 1662. To this point, chocolate, as we spell it today, had been spelled variously as chocolatal, chocolate, jacolate, and chocolate. In 1847, Fry and Sons in England introduced the first eating chocolate, but did not attract much attention due to its bitter taste. In 1874, Daniel Peter, a famed Swiss chocolater, experimented with various mixtures in an effort to balance chocolate's rough flavor and eventually stumbled upon that abundant product, milk. This changed everything, and chocolate's acceptance after that was quick and enthusiastic. Cocoa beans are usually grown on small plantations in suitable land areas 20 degrees north or south of the equator. One mature cocoa tree can be expected to yield about 5 pounds of chocolate per year. These are planted in the shade of larger trees such as bananas or mangoes, about 1,000 trees per hectare, 2,471 acres. Cocoa trees take 5 to 8 years to mature. After harvesting from the trees, the pods, which contains the cocoa beans, are split open, beans removed, and the beans are put on trays covered with hessian for about a week until they brown. Then, they are sun-dried until the moisture content is below 7%. This normally takes another 3 days. After cleaning, the beans are weighed, selected, and blended before roasting at 250 degrees Fahrenheit for 2 hours. Then, shells are removed, leaving the nib. Nibs are crushed to create a chocolate mass. This is the base raw material from which all chocolate products are made. Milk chocolate. This consists of at least 10% chocolate liquor, raw chocolate pressed from carob nibs, and 12% milk solids combined with sugar, cocoa butter, fat from nibs, and vanilla. Sweet and semi-sweet chocolate are made from 15 to 35% chocolate liquor, plus sugar, cocoa butter, and vanilla. Imprecision of the two terms causes them to commonly be called dark or plain chocolate. Dark chocolate has a large following among dessert makers and, for this reason, is referred to baking chocolate. Bittersweet and bitter chocolate. Bittersweet usually contains 50% chocolate liquor and has a distinct bite to the taste. Bitter or unsweetened chocolate liquor also is used in baking and is also referred to as baker's chocolate. Creams and variations. Bite-sized and chocolate-covered. They are filled with caramels, nuts, creams, jellies, and so forth. White chocolate. It is not really chocolate as it contains no chocolate liquor, carob. This is a brown powder made from the pulverized fruit of a Mediterranean evergreen. It is used by some as a substitute for chocolate because it can be combined with vegetable fat and sugar and made to approximately the color and consistency of chocolate.